This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Now, just to get this out of the way, it is a sports story, but it's a little bit more than a sports story. Headline from ESPN's Jeff Passan. Sources say Angels and Mike Trout near a new $430 million deal. Star center fielder Mike Trout and the LA Angels are finalizing the largest contract in professional sports history, a 12-year deal worth more than $430 million that will smash previous records and could keep the greatest player of his generation with the Angels for the remainder of his career. That's from sources familiar with the deal. Telling ESPN, Trout, who has won two American League MVP awards and finished second four times, will receive an average of nearly $36 million a year, topping Zach Greinke's previous record of $34.4 million with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The $430 million plus total is more than 30% larger than the $330 million deal that Bryce Harper signed with the Philadelphia Phillies on March 2nd and beats boxer Canelo Alvarez's deal with DAZN by more than $65 million. Trout, who's 27, was due to be a free agent following the 2020 season, at which point he was expected to set off a frenzied bidding war amongst the largest market teams in the league. The clamoring had already begun with Harper lobbying for Trout to join him in Philadelphia, which is 45 miles from Trout's hometown of Millville, New Jersey. Mike Trout, also famously a huge Eagles fan. The Angels will nullify that possibility by ripping up the final two seasons of his six-year $144.5 million deal and replace it with the new 12-year deal through the 2030 season. That's according to sources telling ESPN. A generational talent with unparalleled set of skills among his peers, Trout has put together arguably the greatest start to a career in baseball history. In 1,065 games, he has slashed, and this is the boring baseball part for non-fans, 307, 416, and 573 with 240 home runs, 648 RBIs, 793 runs, and 189 stolen bases. No player in history has put up more wins above replacement through his age 26 season than Trout's 64.3. Basically what that means, they put together the stats, they figure out he accounted for 64.3 more wins than an average major league center fielder. While the Angels' past forays into long-term contracts have not paid off, their 10-year $240 million deal with Albert Pujols and their 5-year $125 million deal with Josh Hamilton, both considered albatrosses, the possibility of losing Trout simply too daunting not to complete a deal. Mike Trout much younger than either of those players when he signs. Trout cast his lot with an organization that's made the playoffs just once during his eight major league seasons and was swept in the first round when it did. Their bustling farm system and the ability for owner Artie Moreno to parlay a $3 billion local TV deal into higher payrolls gave Trout enough security to lock down a deal through his age 38 season. After joining the Angels as the 25th pick in the 2009 draft, Trout blitzed through the farm system, debuted at 19 years old during the 2011 season, and he established himself as a star the next year, winning Rookie of the Year and finishing second in the MVP voting for the first of two straight seasons. He won the award in 2014 and 2016, finished second again last year, which was arguably his best season yet. I'll spare you the details, but 39 home runs, 79 RBIs, and 140 games. All right, that's a lot of money. So let's crunch this. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. All right, I'm a little biased because I am an Angels fan and I am a huge Mike Trout fan. So when this came across my wire this morning, I was literally giddy with glee. Now, I've been excited before when they've signed big free agents, but this is different for a couple of reasons. One, Mike Trout significantly younger than either Josh Hamilton or Albert Pujols. Two, does not have the same demons that Josh Hamilton had. And three, he's literally the best player in the game and the identity that is the Angels. And in an era where fans can't rely on a player to stay, Mike Trout is staying. So a generation of Angels fans for 20 years are going to be able to watch and root for Mike Trout, which is awesome. And he's doing the exact same thing that his childhood hero, Derek Jeter, did, which is stay with the same team throughout his career. Now, maybe when he's 38, he'll end up going somewhere else. We don't know that, but I would doubt that. What it brings to the fan base, it's a stability. It's a loyalty. It's much easier as a fan to be invested in a team or an organization when they show you we're committed to having the guys that you root for on a regular basis be here so that you can be invested in this team and not just in the team as a whole, but you can pick that player and root for that player. That's what I hear a lot from people who are NBA fans. They have a quote unquote favorite team, but they will always follow it up, especially younger fans, with, hey, I really like this player and this player and this player. So their loyalty is more to players than it is to teams. So if that is in fact the way that fandom is moving along, having a player like this staying with your team is hugely valuable. Plus, when you're talking about TV, you want to have somebody who's worth watching. You want to have an exciting player that you know game in and game out is going to be capable of doing amazing things. So having that on your team is incredibly important. Now, the amounts are outrageous. They're crazy. But here's the thing. Wouldn't it be nice if in every industry, let's say whatever industry you were working in, you as a worker would get a salary commensurate with what you were delivering in terms of performance, instead of, well, this job pays this much money. Now, the company may make billions and billions of dollars, but that doesn't change what you're going to get, no matter how hard you work or no matter how good a job you do. This is, if you love capitalism, this is capitalism. This is how it works. He's the best player. He's the guy who has value, so he's going to get paid. And with the rebuilding that the Angels have done through their farm system, he's going to be surrounded with good players coming up through younger players that are going to look to him in the same way that he has been able to look to Albert Pujols for leadership during his time there. So as far as Albert Pujols goes, yeah, the contract was expensive. He's been more productive than people would lead you to believe. He hasn't been St. Louis Albert Pujols. He has been productive. He has also been hurt. But his value to the team goes beyond what is on the field all the time. The mentoring of someone like Mike Trout coming up through, showing him how to be a superstar, how to carry himself, having that example in front of him is hugely valuable. And now, as Pujols' contract is starting to come to an end, and that Josh Hamilton deal has finally come off the books, now you've got Mike Trout, who is a veteran and will be there for another dozen years, will be that guy that the younger players can look to. It's building that leadership and having that culture of winning. When you hear about a culture of winning in sports, that is incredibly important. And to have a player like Mike Trout on the team for that long, absolutely amazing. And again, I am a huge fan. So I'm a little biased. But here are the deals. Again, Machado, 10 years, $300 million. He has an opt-out, I think, after 3 years with the Padres. Harper, no trade, no opt-out, 13 years, $330 million. Mike Trout, 12 years, $430 million. So $100 million more than Bryce Harper and one less year. Now, I was looking around at a few players that are some of the greatest players of all time that have played for different teams. Michael Jordan played for the Bulls. Played for the Wizards, and he played baseball. LeBron James, the Cavs, the Heat, the Cavs, now the Lakers. Brett Favre started out as a Falcon, went to the Packers, became a star, ended up with the Jets and the Vikings. Joe Montana, perhaps the greatest player of all time, the 49ers and the Chiefs. Jerry Rice, the greatest wide receiver and perhaps the greatest player of all time, played for the 49ers, the Raiders, and the Seahawks. For God's sake, the Seahawks. So I'm excited to see Mike Trout staying with the Angels. I think it's good for baseball. I think it's good for America. And I may be overstating things. But that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little
somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future and your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole, hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future and your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the glass?